To the Houston Rockets' endless pursuit of Jimmy Butler, to the Boston Celtics going after Kemba Walker. Welcome to the talk. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? I'm your host, Cody Davis, and welcome to the very first edition of The Talk. Now, before we get into our discussion today, I'm going to sit here and give you a little bit of background information about myself and what this new podcast is. I know you guys might be looking at your phones, looking at your computer screens, thinking to yourself, what the hell is The Talk? Well, I'm going to tell you what it is. The Talk is a brand new weekly basketball podcast hosted by no other than myself, Cody Davis. And for those of you who do not know who I am an aspiring NBA journalist who currently is a contributor for The Dream Shake. Now, if you don't know what The Dream Shake is, The Dream Shake is an SB Nation blog site dedicated to the Houston Rockets. I am a contributor for that. I love my time there. Look for an article from me later on this week as I break down a key player that the Houston Rockets should go after in free agency. You can look for that either Friday or Saturday morning. In addition to the Dream Shake, I'm also the sports editor of the brand new sports site, You Can Argue That Sports.com. Once again, that's You Can Argue That Sports.com. I created that site alongside with my business partner, Johnson Sports Guy Hickman, whose birthday was yesterday. Shout out to John. And you know, we just created this website to as a platform for people who has aspiration to talk about sports, whether it be a podcast or, you know, you have dreams or aspiration of writing like myself. We created this platform to help people like us, you know, to get information out there, to share information out there. You know, so if you would like to join the site or if you would just like to follow the site just to stay up to date on everything that has to do with sports, or if you just like to get a little snippet of what we have to say, please just go to the site, hit subscribe, hit follow, and, you know, just become a fan. You know, we have a lot of great writers. We have a lot of good podcasts. And hey, and this is just a new podcast. So with all that being said, please, let's get started on what is going on. And we're going to start with what is one of the biggest news coming out of the NBA today regarding the Houston Rockets. Guys, right off the bat, I just want to let y'all know, the Houston Rockets are my favorite sports team in history. When I moved here from New Orleans to Houston in 2003, I came in at the tail end of the Steve Francis era. Later on that summer, we traded Francis for my favorite basketball player of all time, Tracy McGrady. Spent a good yet heartbreaking 5 to 6 years rooting Tracy McGrady and Yao Ming going with the Houston Rockets, getting eliminated out of the first round 5 of the next 6 years. We had some mediocre years after Yao Ming and Tracy McGrady left, traded for James Harden. Got Dwight Howard. That ended up being a disaster. Then they decided to add Chris Paul. Ladies and gentlemen, the summer of 2019, you can say I've been a Rockets fan for what, 15 years now? And it's sad to me to see the drama and the nonsense that is coming out of the Houston Rockets camp every single day. After losing to the Golden State Warriors for the fourth time in 5 years, it just seems like the Rockets just wanted to just give up. Last week, it was really weird, really strange hearing how James Harden and Chris Paul did not get along throughout the season. Then there were reports that Chris Paul demanded a trade. Daryl Morey going on ESPN saying it's not true. Chris Paul tweeting, posting messages on Instagram saying he has never demanded a trade. It's just a lot of weird drama going on with the Houston Rockets right now. And to me, it just continues to get worse. As we all know, free agency is set to begin on Sunday at 6 p.m. And the Houston Rockets has no cap space to improve the team. But you always know Daryl Morey is going to find some kind of way to get the Houston Rockets name in somebody's sweepstakes. And right now, the Houston Rockets has their eyes set on Jimmy Butler. I'm a little torn about the Rockets going after Jimmy Butler, and this is the reason why. First and foremost, Jimmy Butler is by far a top 15, top 20 player in this league. But in the Rockets' case, when you look at the success they have had the past few years, I'm not convinced that Jimmy Butler is the solution to the Rockets' problems. First and foremost, in order for the Houston Rockets to acquire Jimmy Butler this offseason, they will have to pray for a sign and trade with the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, if you are unfamiliar about how a sign and trade will work, or if you just have not been paying attention to ESPN the last couple days, a sign and trade is basically when a player opts into a deal with his current team and automatically gets traded to his desired team. Basically, it's the same deal that got the Houston Rockets Chris Paul 2 years ago. And that's the same route that the Rockets are trying to do in order to acquire Jimmy Butler. It sounds like a good idea, but at the end of the day, the only thing that's stopping this from being a great plan is that the Houston Rockets do not have the assets in order to trade for Jimmy Butler if he was to opt into a deal with the 76ers and be shipped off to Houston. First and foremost, the Rockets only have three players on their team who has real trade value: Eric Gordon, Clint Capela, and PJ Tucker. Right off the bat, I do not see the 76ers going after any of those three players. I've seen this a lot online. I've seen it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Oh, the Rockets can throw Clint Capela into the deal and we can get off of his contract. First and foremost, why in the hell would the 76ers go after Clint Capela when they already have Joel Embiid? Now, you can say that the 76ers can keep Joel Embiid at the center position and move Clint Capela into the power forward position, but there's two problems with that. One, Clint Capela is not quick enough to keep up with some of the quick big men in the league. Most of the quick big men plays that power forward position. Clint Capela cannot keep up with those guys. And secondly, and most importantly, why would the 76ers add another non-shooting player to their starting lineup when they already got to deal with the nonsense of Ben Simmons' awful, terrible shooting? That doesn't make sense for the 76ers. You could look at the possibility of them saying, okay, if the 76ers need shooting, then they can go after Eric Gordon and PJ Tucker. Here's where the problem with that lies. Eric Gordon would be the perfect catch and shoot player for the 76ers. But the only problem with that is Philly might feel like they're getting a lesser version of Butler replacing him with Eric Gordon. Now, don't get me wrong. Eric Gordon is a nice player who you can plug into, in my eyes, any offense and he will thrive. But to go from Jimmy Butler to Eric Gordon, it's kind of frustrating because they're not on the same level. Jimmy Butler is by far a lot more better than Eric Gordon, but I just don't see Philadelphia being okay with taking the lesser version of that same player. And then you look at a player like PJ Tucker. PJ Tucker is one of the most underappreciated, undervalued players in this league. And in my eyes, I wrote about this a couple months ago on the Dream Shake. He is the heart and soul of the Houston Rockets. One, after all the nonsense and drama that has came the Rockets' way this offseason, the Rockets cannot afford to lose a player like PJ Tucker for locker room values. And not only that, PJ Tucker is a lesser version of Eric Gordon and a way lesser version than Jimmy Butler. So, once again, I don't see how those three guys will be enough to get Jimmy Butler to Houston. Now, in a situation where the Rockets do, for God, I don't even know how they can pull this off, but if the Houston Rockets could find a way to trade for Jimmy Butler and succeed, I don't know if Jimmy Butler is a great fit for the Houston Rockets. First and foremost, Jimmy Butler does not fit in Mike D'Antoni's system. He's not that good of a three-point shooter. His play style is more inside out, not outside in. And not only that, Jimmy Butler needs the ball in his hands in order to play at that all-star caliber level. You take a look at when he got traded to Philadelphia and the ball was no longer in his hands playing next to Ben Simmons. He averaged 18 points on 46% shooting for the field. Those numbers do not sound bad, but at the end of the day, that's not the Jimmy Butler that the league has gotten accustomed to. You compare that to what he was averaging in Minnesota. In his 1 year in Minnesota, he averaged 22 points on a career high 47% shooting from the field. The year before that, when he was playing with the Chicago Bulls, he averaged a career high 24 points per game on 45% shooting from the field. This lets you know, when Jimmy Butler has the ball in his hands, he can be that all-star caliber player who can get your team over the hump. But when he doesn't have the ball in his hands, it seems like his production, his play style, his value goes down just a tad bit. And if his numbers, if his play style did take that dip in Philadelphia, I can't imagine what that would be like playing in Houston when James Harden literally just broke the record for the highest usage rate in NBA history. We all know James Harden play style by now. We didn't seen it for 7 years. It's dribble, 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 dribble. Pass the ball with about 5 seconds left on the shot clock and hope that the three-point shot goes in. Jimmy Butler isn't and has never been good at being a catch-and-shoot guard from behind the arc. This past season, Jimmy Butler only shot 35% from behind the arc on catch-and-shoot shots when compared to PJ Tucker, who shot 38%, and Eric Gordon shooting 39%. Ladies and gentlemen, those are the type of players who fits into the Rockets offense, not a player like Jimmy Butler. And at the end of the day, with everything that's going on with the Houston Rockets, I kind of feel like Daryl Morey is just going after Jimmy Butler because he is a name. To me, Morey do not care about the fit. He's just going after a player because of his name, because of his all-star caliber likeness. When you're building a championship team, it's not always about how many big name players you have on your team, but the fit that goes inside your offense, that goes inside your defense. I hear Shaquille O'Neal say it all the time when he talk about the championship run with him and Kobe Bryant. Yes, he says it. Yes, Kobe and himself were the main two guys putting in a lot of work, but he always liked to point out the others, Rick Fox, Derek Fisher. He always liked to point out the others are more important than the big name players that you have on your roster when you're trying to win a championship. And to me, it seems like Daryl Morey has yet to learn this. And with the Warriors being as vulnerable as they are right now, you don't know what's going to happen in free agency. You don't know what's going to happen with Kevin Durant's Achilles injury. You don't even know what's going to happen with Klay Thompson's ACL injury. The Warriors were the only team standing in the Houston Rockets' way the last 2 years when trying to win a championship title. Now, going into 2020, the Rockets don't have that challenge. Yes, the Lakers are trying to build a super team in Los Angeles, but at the end of the day, when you take Golden State out of the equation, you come back with the same team with a couple different pieces here and there, the Houston Rockets are right there. They should at least give this team one more chance before they, one, blow it up, and two, before they make another drastic change in adding a player like Jimmy Butler. I don't know about you guys, but to me, Jimmy Butler, he's just not the fit. One, the Rockets will have to give up some important, valuable pieces in order to get him. And not only that, like I alluded to before, Jimmy Butler is not a fit with the Houston Rockets, with the offense that they like to run. And he's not even a fit in the locker room. You see the drama that's going on with James Harden and Chris Paul. And let's be honest here, guys. Now you're going to add another guy who's known for stirring up the pot. You're going to add another guy who's known for causing drama inside their locker room. And Jimmy Butler, I really don't know if that's a smart way to go. Like I say, if I'm the Houston Rockets, man, with Golden State actually being a question mark to even make the playoffs next year, even if they do make the playoffs, with depending on what happened to Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson in free agency, they're still not going to be that juggernaut team they have been the past 5 years. So I would say just run it back one more time. Let's see what happens in 2020. But please, Daryl Morey, Rockets, if you're listening, please do not screw up your roster in going after a guy like Jimmy Butler. I'm going to write about this later on in a week, and hopefully I'm going to have it up on the Dream Shake either Friday morning or Saturday morning. But to my listeners, I would like to see the Houston Rockets go after Danny Green. Danny Green is the perfect 3-and-D player that the Rockets need. He can fill that void that the Houston Rockets have been missing since they let Trevor Ariza walk last year in free agency. Depending on the type of lineup that you're trying to run, you can put either Eric Gordon and PJ Tucker back on the bench. That would even deepen your depth even more. The Houston Rockets need to go out and spend their time, money, and effort trying to persuade Danny Green to come to Houston other than Jimmy Butler. But enough talking about my favorite team, the Houston Rockets, right now. Coming up on the other side of the break, I'm going to break down why the Boston Celtics and Kemba Walker are a perfect match made in heaven. All that and more on The Talk.
What is We Creatives? Better yet, who are we? And what exactly do we do? Well, we do a lot. Of course, we create stunning graphic designs. But we creatives also laugh. We creatives smile. We run. We eat. We love and dream. We are just like you in every way. And when it comes to designing, our company really, really gets you. We create at We Creatives.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The Talk. Once again, I'm your host, Cody Davis. Man, I don't know about you guys, but I cannot wait till Sunday, man. Sunday is the opening of NBA free agency. God, man, I wonder, to me, this might be the best free agency class that the NBA ever had. I know 2010 was a pretty good class. If you guys don't remember, that was the summer where LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh got together, joined forces in Miami, but you also had Amari Stoudemire, who's a part of that same draft class. Dirk Nowitzki, he was a part of that draft class as well. And what's funny about that, Kobe Bryant did an interview a couple weeks ago. Now, if you guys don't know, I'm going to tell y'all right off the bat. I'm going to talk a lot about Kobe Bryant. And for those of you who do not know me, I don't give a damn what LeBron James do. I don't give a damn what a Michael Jordan did. Kobe Bryant, in my eyes, is the GOAT. When I first got into basketball, I watched him win not one, not two, but 3 championships in a row. I remember where I was when I found out he dropped 81 points. I was watching the game when he dropped 62 points in 3 quarters, which in my eyes is better than him dropping 81 points. I remember most of his highlights, I remember either watching or I remember where I was when I found out. Kobe Bryant is the only guy in history. I just told y'all about my love for the Houston Rockets, but Kobe Bryant is the only guy in history that I rooted against the Rockets for. 2009, second round, Tracy McGrady is hurt. Yao Ming and the Houston Rockets are playing against the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm not going to lie, guys, I was torn. I want to see my Houston Rockets win, but I knew for Kobe's legacy, to get back to the finals after losing to the Boston Celtics before, and to prove to everyone that Kobe Bryant could win without Shaquille O'Neal, I decided to root for Kobe Bryant and the Los Angeles Lakers, and we did it in 7 games. Kobe Bryant spent 20 years in the league, and I was with him for 16 years. I cried my heart out his very last game when he dropped 60. Like I said, I don't care what nobody says. Kobe Bryant is the greatest player of all times, and I'm going to always bring up Kobe Bryant in this podcast. So if you like Kobe Bryant, please subscribe. But if you don't, please subscribe, and you're just going to have to deal with the nonsense of me and Kobe Bryant. But with all that being said, going back to my story about Dirk Nowitzki, Kobe Bryant a couple months ago, as a matter of fact, did an interview. I forgot who he was talking to, and they was talking about Dirk Nowitzki, and he said it was funny. It was the summer of 2010, and he called himself trying to recruit Dirk Nowitzki to play with him in Los Angeles. He said he called Dirk, and he said, true story, he said the conversation went like this. He said he was like, hey, Dirk, you know, what's going on? How's your family? Blah, blah, blah. Dirk was like, good. How's yours? Blah, blah, blah. And he said he asked Dirk, he said, I know you're not going to leave Dallas, and I know you're like me. You're loyal to one franchise, and you're going to leave a legacy in one city. He asked Dirk, is there any possibility that you would like to join me in Los Angeles? He said, Dirk Nowitzki said, I would love to team up with you, but the only way I'll do it is if you come to Dallas. Kobe said, both of them laughed, said, see you on the court, and hung up the phone. Kobe said the conversation lasted no more than 10 minutes. I brought that story about Dirk Nowitzki up because, as we all know, free agency opens up at 6 p.m. Sunday night. There's a lot of players switching teams, joining forces, you know, doing all that, leaving, I'm not going to be part of this team. There's a lot of players not loyal to one team or one fan base anymore. But the only guy out of all the stars, out of all the free agents who are available to go to a new team, Kemba Walker is the only superstar that already came out and said, I would like to stay where I'm at. And honestly, I don't blame the guy. If he was to re-sign in Charlotte this summer, this man is eligible to receive a 5-year deal worth $220 million to stay with the Hornets. Guys, I don't know about you, but it'd be hard to turn that down. But for a player who is as talented as Kemba Walker, who only, and I thought this number was at least 3, possibly 4, but Kemba Walker has only made the playoffs 2 out of his first 8 years in the league. And we're talking about one of the best point guards, one of the best talents in the league. I'm all for a guy trying to continue to build a legacy in one franchise. I'm all for a guy trying to continue to build what he started when he got drafted. But to me, if there's any superstar, if there's any player, if there's any all-star caliber player who I would not mind going to another team to better their situation, to better their career, it's Kemba Walker. And if I'm Walker, I will be on the first flight to Boston. I'm pretty sure you guys know, according to Mark Steins of the New York Times, the Boston Celtics have emerged as serious suitors to sign Kemba Walker in free agency. Now, I wrote about this yesterday on YouCanArgueThatSports.com, and I hope you guys check it out, but I'm about to talk about it here as well. I truly believe that the Boston Celtics and Kemba Walker are a match made in heaven, and here's why. I'm gonna start off talking about Kemba Walker. As I alluded to before, Kemba Walker is a top 10, is a top point guard in this league, and he's a top talent in this league. But a lot of people don't know that because how many times have you seen Charlotte on a primetime special, whether it be ESPN, TNT, hell, even NBA TV to a certain extent? A lot of people are aware that Kemba Walker is good, but a lot of people do not know how good Kemba Walker is. I truly believe if Kemba Walker was playing on a bigger platform, Walker would be a top 10 player in this league. I know when I said that, some of you guys probably was like, what? But think about it. I didn't say he was going to be top 5, but there is a chance Kemba Walker could be a top 10 player in this league if he was playing on a bigger platform. Honestly, ladies and gentlemen, if I had to choose, I would pick Kemba Walker over Russell Westbrook. Why is that? Yeah, Russell Westbrook can get you the numbers, but I've said it once, I've said it, and I will say it again, and I'm going to say it a lot on this show. Russell Westbrook is retarded. Kemba Walker is a guy I would like to build my franchise around. He is an explosive scorer who can score inside and outside, and his playmaking ability is phenomenal. A lot of you guys may not be aware, but Kemba Walker, to me, is one of the best passers in this league. I know his numbers doesn't state it, But he has played with the Hornets where he was the first, second, and third scoring option on that team. Kemba Walker needs to put himself in a better situation in order to improve not only his status in the league, but also reinstore his basketball career as a winner. He won in high school. We all know what he did in UConn in 2011, leading them to the national championship. He gets to Charlotte. He goes from winning the national championship to a team who only won 7 games the following season as a rookie. 7. Now, granted, that was the lockout year. They went 7-59. They ended the season with a 9% winning percentage, the lowest in NBA history. Kemba Walker, throughout his NBA career, hasn't been linked to winning. And once again, this is a guy who, before he got to the NBA, won at every single level. And I'm not just speaking just because I'm a fan of Walker's game, but Walker deserves to be on a team who can give him at least an automatic big to beat in the playoffs. And not only that, but to contend for a championship. So I'm looking at it from that standpoint for Walker. You can go to a team who is by far one of the most historic teams in the history of sports, not only in the NBA, but in sports. It's a pretty big market. It can elevate your status in the league. And not only that, you'll be playing on by far a playoff team, but not only a playoff team, but a championship contender. When I look at it from the Boston Celtics standpoint, these guys need a point guard. We all know by now, we have heard it, we have seen it. The Boston Celtics, as tragic as their 2019 season has been, the Celtics are in need for a point guard. Kyrie Irving is no longer walking through that door. And although he is a restricted free agent, I highly doubt they bring back Terry Rozier as well. And to make matters even worse, Al Horford has opted out of his contract, and now he's looking for the first flight out of Boston as well. The Celtics are in trouble. They need a star player, and not only do they need a star player, they need a point guard. And to me, it doesn't matter if you give the edge to Kemba Walker, but I know a lot of you guys would give the edge to Kyrie Irving. Kemba Walker is, to me, the best point guard coming out of this free agency class. If Walker was to sign with the Celtics will continue to have a dynamic scorer. Just like Kyrie Irving, he's a guy who can get to the rim. He's a guy who can score from the outside. He's a guy who has a sweet mid-range game. This is the main reason why I feel like the Celtics should go out and do whatever it is they need in order to get Kemba Walker. Remember earlier when I said Kemba Walker's playmaking style has gone unnoticed? This is what the Boston Celtics need. A player who can go out and get you 20, but can also give you about 10 to 12 assists at the same time. Now, I'm not sitting here saying that Kemba Walker is about to turn into the next Jason Kidd or the next John Stockton, but Walker will be the first true playmaking guard that will don a Celtics jersey since Rajon Rondo. After 8 years of not only being the first, second, but the third scoring option in Charlotte, playing alongside Gordon Hayward, Jason Tatum, and Jaylen Brown, I'm pretty sure Walker would not mind taking a step back, letting one of those three guys become the Celtics' leading scorer, letting him be the second leading scorer, and you look up, Kemba Walker would have a year of averaging 22 points and 12 assists. Once again, guys, I've watched Kemba Walker. I tried to watch Kemba Walker as much as possible. To me, Kemba Walker is that type of he's the perfect point guard in this era. He doesn't try to score and take over the game as much as a Russell Westbrook and Kyrie Irving. And he also isn't the type of player who only cares about his assists, only cares about, you know, passing the ball like a Ron Strickland. He's the best of both worlds. I said this in my article yesterday. If the Celtics were able to get Kemba Walker, they would have a mixture of Kyrie Irving and Rajon Rondo into one. And not only that, the Celtics need a new leader in their locker room. We've seen it, we heard it, and we witnessed it. The lack of a true leader in that locker room is the reason why the Boston Celtics fell so much below expectations this past season. With Walker, a new face, a new voice inside that Celtics organization can restore the trust and the team chemistry issues going around right now. I truly believe if the Boston Celtics and Kemba Walker were to agree on a deal, they will automatically become the second best team in the Eastern Conference. Especially in addition to signing Walker, and I'm pretty sure they will, find another stretch big for Al Horford. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for lending your ears today for the very first episode of The Talk. Once again, I'm your host, Cody Davis, and please follow me on Twitter at Cody, CotyDavis underscore 24. Yes, of course, the 24 is for Kobe Bryant. And please don't forget to subscribe to You Can Argue That Sports.com, where you can stay up to date on everything, all sports, and more throughout our website. Thanks for tuning in today, and I will see you next week.